6:39, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. And what are you looking at now over there, Heather?
We have reports that a car is high-centered. It's on northbound Bangor Highway at 70th South. I cannot see it in the camera. But I was looking at a car that spun out northbound 15 near 114th South. It was blocking a couple of left lanes. UHP was able to get it moved out of traffic, but the roads in that area between 123rd and 106th have not been plowed yet. So that's very slick. And you still have multiple slide-offs all around the Salt Lake Valley, and speeds need to be well below 40 miles an hour for you to get anywhere safely. Eric?
Down south, generally, you've got snow and ice on the roads from the Nephi-Mona area all the way up to about 800 North in Orem, so you need to be very careful. Here's where the accidents are. Northbound I-15, 2 miles north of Santa Quinn. Also northbound between Center Street, 800 North and Orem. That's over to the left shoulder. Southbound I-15 approaching Center Street in Provo, and also just before you get to University Avenue in Provo. Alicia?
Well, your Davis County commute faring a little bit better than that Utah County drive. No crashes right now to report. We do have one crash right now at the north end of Davis County coming right out of the Ogden area. This is going to be, looks like southbound I-15 and roughly right there through West Haven as you're trying to work your way out of the Ogden area and into Davis County. It's going to be well above Hill Air Force Base, but use some caution there. Again, snow-packed road conditions, icy conditions underneath that. Plan extra time about 30 miles per hour along your freeways. Rocky Mountain Gun Show January 7th and 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. Wholesale ammo, knives, mags, CCW classes. $49 includes show ticket. RockyMountainGunShow.com. The Real Gun Show. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.